With that, I'd like to introduce my co-chair on the Marine Resources Committee, Senator Chris Johnson.
Thanks, Senator. Hello, everyone. Glad you're all here to join us. This is an important issue for the Penobscot Bay. And as co-chair of the Legislature's Marine Resources Committee, I concur with Representative Kamiga. Our working waterfront and marine industries depend on the harbor maintenance of the Army Corps of Engineers. However, the scope of the planned work in Searsport includes the so-called improvement dredge, an extreme expansion to harbor dredging. It dwarfs the maintenance effort of 37,000 cubic yards, which is necessary by removing another nearly 900,000 cubic yards and dumping it in the bay. The potential impact on this region's lobstering and marine ecosystems must be weighed against the ill-defined benefit of such expanded and unprecedented dredging. There is no public need for the expansion, while the importance of Maine's lobster industry alone is quite clear, with an estimated economic value of $1.7 billion and the many jobs and small businesses that entails. The character of our fishing communities, which people visiting Maine's coast and living here expect and appreciate, as well as the fishing way of life, are worth retaining, as are their contributions to community and economic vitality. An abundance of caution and well-informed decision-making regarding environmental impact of the expanded dredging is quite simply the only responsible course of action, which is why I join my co-chair in calling for a more complete environmental impact assessment before starting the proposed so-called improvement dredging project. Thank you. I'd like to introduce another member of the Marine Resource Committee, Representative Mick Devitt.
Thank you very much, Senator Johnson.